Hi everyone, thank you for joining us today for our first ever Dilari Design Studio Presents The More You Know audio series. As we embark on this new journey in the world of podcasting, we're happy that you're here with us. I am your host, Elizabeth, lead designer and co-owner for Dilari Design Studios. Interior design is a very visual field, and one would think that podcasting has no room in the industry. But that couldn't be further from the truth, and we are here today to prove that. For our first episode, we wanted to start with an important topic that is often overlooked but can make such an impact in the world of interior designers: professional associations. Whether you are a student or new professional entering the field, joining a professional association can make a world of a difference. There is a common misconception that this is something that is not available to us when we are a student or new in the industry, and that it's reserved only for seasoned professionals. But what we don't know is that joining a professional association can make the most valuable impact when we are a student and new in the field. During these phases of our career, we need more than ever to cultivate relationships, create connections, tap into opportunities that we didn't know existed, and build our community. These associations can give you more support than you ever thought you needed. Joining an interior design association is a great way to legitimize your business if you have one, build a deeper network of quality contacts, and simply stay informed on how the interior design community is evolving with the times. I recently sat down and had lunch with a good friend of mine, Fabiola Catalan, who is a seasoned interior designer who has worked for Gensler for over 10 years. We got into the topic of things we wish we had known when we were first coming into the industry and even as interior design students. She reminded me that when I was a student myself, she advised me to join a professional association because she never did as a student, thinking that this was not something that was available to her. She later joined once she worked for Gensler, and she realized that this was indeed something that had been available to her as a student through a student membership. She sure kicked herself for not knowing. But did I mention she works for Gensler, a global design architecture firm with offices all around the world? It's safe to say that she did pretty good for herself. But nonetheless, her number one advice is join a professional association. So let's get into it. As with anything else, there are a ton of professional associations that are available for membership. I would definitely advise for you to conduct your own research and see what association would benefit your career path the most. Today, we're going to focus on two of the most widely known associations in the industry: the American Society of Interior Designers, also known as ACID, and the International Interior Design Association, also known as IDA. But once again, I want to stress and emphasize that with so many associations, it really is important to conduct your own research and see which one will benefit you the most. The American Society of Interior Designers is the most prominent association in the interior design industry and welcomes everyone. Whether you're an interior architect, material specialist or decorator, student or vendor. Joining ACID gives automatic credibility to your interior design business, and for many vendors, it counts as a qualification to receive the all-important trade accounts and accompanying designer discounts. ACID also advocates for the interior design industry and provides education for designers and design students. It connects designers with vendors and even sells templates for critical legal documents, such as client agreements. And as a student, it's important to note that they provide grants and scholarships. There are 5 membership levels, with the first being a student membership with special pricing, and they range all the way up to a seasoned professional membership. They even have a student stand-up program where design students can submit their portfolios for review and attend virtual learning sessions oriented towards professional development. They have also implemented an online mentorship program that pairs graduating designers or those just starting out with seasoned professional designers. Plus, members interested in preparing for the NCIDQ exam, a nationally recognized interior design certification, are offered free group training. Wow! If that wasn't enough to convince you, let's talk about one more professional association. The International Interior Design Association, which is another widely recognized organization within the interior design community that is focused on serving the commercial interior design sector. IDA has 12,000 members practicing across more than 30 chapters around the world, making it a leading networking resource for designers seeking to build relationships outside of the United States. Membership benefits include subscriptions to trade magazines, tuition reimbursement programs, and the ability to reach professionals around the world, as well as invitations to attend IDA conferences at reduced rates. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I am sure convinced now. Do yourself a favor and join one of these professional associations today. I hope you have all learned something new, and we are happy that you joined us for today's episode. Have a great rest of your day and join us next week where we sit down and talk to Karen Thomas, the Regional Managing Principal for Gensler San Francisco, where we not only discuss her role in the company, but more importantly, hear her advice for design students and professionals entering the industry that perhaps are hoping to land a job at Gensler. Signing out for Dilari Design Studios, this is Elizabeth. We'll see you next week.